Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Blue Jays are calling to me today, you hear? Hi. It's morning for me. It is the first morning in a while that it's not raining, it's not misting, it's not gray. It's blue and green and white. It's gorgeous. Oh, hey, I'm looking at a pine tree. And what are they called? The little new nubs? I'm really blanking. But the new light green pine nubs at the ends of the pine tree branches, they are edible. And I tried one yesterday. They were recommended to be dipped in chocolate. And I didn't do that. I just gave it a rinse and popped it in. And it's a little much. I could toss it in like a salad or something like that and be okay. But on their own, I think the chocolate dip would be worth it. Okay, so that's the tangent because they literally caught my eye. I learned something new. Yes, I know I can eat those lilacs and those hostas and those dandelions. Didn't know about the tender pine nubs. And now you do too. So, a lot of times I have no idea what I'm going to say when I come out here. And this is one of those days where there's only really one thing floating around in my head whenever I think about what to say. And it's chapter two. If you listened to yesterday's episode, I started a book that I have kept for years and years. And I was called to start it yesterday, and so I read chapter two. I'm sorry, I was called to start it 2 days ago. And so last night, I read chapter two. And there's plenty of stuff in chapter two, but I happened to find my mom's notes. Her notes on chapter two. That sweetheart only wrote down, I don't have them in front of me, I will paraphrase. She pretty much just wrote down how to tell if someone was angry. And this book has to do with energy fields. And some people perceive colors, right? And so if you're looking to do that or you're perceiving colors, odds are you will see a red haze around someone who is angry. I mean, the book completely admits anger is an easy one. You can usually tell when somebody's angry, right? But if you're looking for those colors and you're seeing those colors, red is typically the color. And then underneath that red haze, my mom writes, there's a gray liquid. And in there is the pain under the anger. And often the pain of childhood, of the circumstances, of the relationship between the person who's angry and their parents. And the rest of the notes talk about, well, you can focus on that. You can focus in on that gray liquid and that pain, and perhaps that pain will reveal its source. And oftentimes, it's a lot healthier to cry than to get mad. And I think that's pretty much my mom's notes. And now, I'm thinking about a specific person whom I've never spoken to. I ran across them once in a store, and all I can remember is red. They just looked red. And this person, let's say this person as an adult has been inappropriate with children, including mine. Lines were crossed. And I wasn't sure what my role in this was. It wasn't a clear case of like, oh, okay, we're going to the cops, or, you know, like, it wasn't a clear case. But this person who I have seen, who my mom in that book reminded me is angry because of something underneath, has lashed out on children in this area with their anger and inappropriateness. Their childlike anger. But it's in the body of, I don't know, 40-year-old man. So, to be honest, I was a little stumped because it involves my child. You know, I can tune into myself, but I'm here to champion for my child as well. And that relationship's what I care about, right? And I'm focused on. So, honestly, I felt so silly because I was going to, I don't even know how, I'll even say it because I love her so much, Martha Beck. Okay, I don't even know how she does the like Instagram live thing. I know that her podcast is the audio version of her hopping online, maybe she has a plan, unlike me, but she goes online, she talks, and then she answers questions. And there's a community, you know, a couple hundred people, I would say, that tend to show up. And I've never participated. I've never even found out how to tune in live, but I thought about it. I thought about find out how to tune in live and ask Martha Beck, Martha, how do I bring kindness into this situation? because I felt like if I shared the situation with other people, I'm not sure that they would be focused on kindness with me. Rightly so. I get it. I have also thought about showing up at this man's house and having a talk with him. I get it. So I didn't find Martha Beck's live. I still don't know how she does it. But I got my answer, didn't I? My mom. Of course my mom's gonna come through for me. Let me tell you a quick little side note about my mom. How forgiving my mother was. I think we carry that through some. I think is. My brother was struck by a car and killed. He managed to push his girlfriend out of the way. She got really banged up, but she made it. He did not. He flew through the air with the greatest of ease on Park Avenue in Portland. Died pretty instantly when he hit. My mom went to the police station with my dad that night. And there was the man who killed her son just a few hours ago. He was a mess. He's a character. He's known. Doesn't make the best decisions, according to most. So, here's a jackpot he reached on his way, wherever he was going, making all those decisions. He killed this woman's son. He killed my brother. And he was a mess. And my mom's choice gets me every time. My mom's choice was to hug him. The compassion, right? So that's the kind of gal that I am. I didn't like that she did that. For 10 years, I didn't like it. Oh, and then over the next 10 years, it became my favorite, right? I love that story. Thank you, Mom. Because it's in moments like this that I want to focus on the gray, on that poor child inside of that angry red man. And I'd like to hug him and find the words to soften him. And he can talk about how sad and scared that child is still inside of him. I heard somewhere years ago that they did a study of monks' brains. And I guess the biggest step towards happiness is forgiveness, and I think it's scientifically proven. I could be wrong. Forgiveness. And it's not saying, that's okay. It's okay that you killed my son. That's not what my mom did. My mom forgave. She let go. To forgive, to let go. She let that go, and she saw a man hurting, and she loved him. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll keep you posted on the angry red man and the gray liquid underneath. I do know that every situation's different, and I do think there's somewhat of an emotional scale, emotions that feel better than other emotions, and you might be surprised which emotions feel better in which scenario. I had a friend come over. She's so lovely. She walked in the house. My dog's all over her. My dog's not all over me. I'm the pack leader. She falls in line. We're very lovey. But it's rare. She has to get really, like, kind of overly excited. She needs to forget herself to, like, jump up on me. And I'll be like, Grace. And she's like, oh, yeah. But if you don't have a pack leader vibe, my dog's job is to jump on you and let you know, right? So anyway, my friend comes in. My dog is all over her. She's all over her enough that I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad at my dog. And so my dog wasn't listening to me. And I looked at Grace and I said, Grace, I'm so frustrated. I'm trying to make these donuts and say hello to my friend, and you are jumping all over my friend. She's uncomfortable. It's making me uncomfortable. I'm getting really frustrated, Grace. I need you to lay down. You can live here forever. This is how I talk to my dog. You can live with me forever, Grace. You never have to go anywhere. If I go anywhere, you can stay with me. It's okay. Grace is a rescue. I don't know. I don't know what her gray liquid is, right? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I can be honest with her. I can love her and let her know that she's safe and loved, but tell her how I'm feeling, because she's going to feel it anyway. But I want to try to be clear with her. And the way I can do that is verbally process myself. Can you tell I'm a verbal processor? So, talking it through. And who knows what my friend thought? Like, okay, my friend has taken a pause from greeting me and her kitchen duties. She is now speaking harshly with her dog, but also lovingly making plans for the future and such. And I explained to my friend what that was all about. And then we enjoyed our visit because the dog had listened to me. Grace was relaxing on her bed. My friend was sharing about her life, and she was feeling really low. No wonder the dog was walking all over her. She was almost as low as you can go, energetically, emotionally. So through our visit, I start to encourage her to get mad. Because a lot of this sounds like crap. I don't want to wallow in this. Is awful. Let's get mad. let's get out of this. Why do we care about what this person thinks and that person thinks and this person thinks? How about all the agreements they made with you to love you and support you and be honest with you? And don't they remember who you are? And let's get mad together, girl. And she got mad. Oh my gosh, she did really well. Like, I live in a quiet neighborhood. You can hear, right? So she's over here, and she's like, yeah, screaming, yelling, but we're smiling. And we're also physical people. So we, it looks like, I don't know what kind of a church, but it looks like a real active, church where we are jumping. We are yelling. We are feeling it. And she was raising her vibration. She was feeling better by getting angry because she was feeling hopeless, sadness, depression, those vibes. Boy, does anger feel better than that. Try it. And then what do you do when you're angry? Well, first of all, let me tell you how the dog reacted. Grace got up at some point, you know, maybe an hour into the visit, I don't know. And my friend looked at her and said, lay down, Grace. And Grace just turned right back around and she laid down on her bed. And I told my friend a couple times, and then she started to tell me, hey, you notice that the dog's acting differently around you, right? Do you notice how you've raised your vibration? And you're a pack leader with confidence, and you know what's going to happen, and you're the person that feels safe and loved, and so the dog knows that she is safe and loved, and she does not have to stress out and try to be a pack leader. You are the pack leader. My friend noticed it. In just an hour, she went from feeling hopeless and depressed to angry. You can't go from hopeless depression to happiness. That's a lot of emotions to jump over. Try to get angry. If you're at the bottom, get angry. And if it doesn't feel good to get angry, then you're going the wrong way. Perhaps you're just disappointed. If you're disappointed, don't get angry. If you're disappointed, be frustrated. That feels a little bit better. Find frustration. If you're overwhelmed, try being frustrated. Get frustrated. How do we teach children to be frustrated? If they do something, if they spill their, you can say, oh, man, I am frustrated. I didn't want that to happen. It happened. Ugh, so frustrating. So frustrating. Because there's not really much blame in frustration, you know? Man, if you're super angry and you can't get out of it, blame somebody else. Just for a little bit. Just blame them. You can usually blame your mother. I did it with Will's mother for a while, for a long time. Anytime I got upset with him, I'd be like, oh, Deborah, your mother. Then you can usually move on to her mother. You know, and then that gets boring, really. And then you're done blaming people. Then just get disappointed. Then maybe overwhelmed. Then maybe you're frustrated, okay? And once you're there for a while, you guys, you're gonna get bored. You might not get bored with anger, but blame someone, get out of it, become frustrated, you'll be bored. Come on, being frustrated and disappointing and disappointed, boring. And guess what? Once you're bored, you get to pick. What hill do I wanna roll down? Once you're bored, you get to choose your beliefs. Well, do I want to be silly? Do I want to be happy? Do I want to be creative? What kind of hill do I want to roll down? So find a way to get bored. I hope the angry red man does. And I hope my friend always remembers that day that she showed up here low and animals crawled on her and she got mad and broke out of it. And then they started listening to her, reclaiming her power, vibing higher. So check in with yourself. Would it feel good to cry right now or not? If it does, cry. Would it feel good to get mad right now or not? If it does, get mad. Are you bored with being so disappointed and frustrated? Then admit it. I'm bored. I want to do something different. And then choose what you want to believe and think those thoughts that match. You're bored anyway. I hope you have a good day. I love you. Thanks for being here with me. See you tomorrow.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.